The World Bank is warning that the global economy is on a razor's edge and risks falling into recession this year. In its latest Global Economic Prospect report, it cautions any new adverse development, such as higher than expected inflation or a resurgence of COVID-19, could push the world economy into recession. It'd be the first time in more than 80 years that two global recessions would have occurred in the same decade. Well, we've been speaking to Franziska Owen-Sorgu, who's the main author of this World Bank report. We began by asking her what the bank's outlook is for 2023.
6 months ago, we had warned of a downside scenario in which several things go wrong. And as it happens, this downside scenario has come to pass. So for 2023, we expect global growth at 1.7%. Just to put that into context, 1.7% is the lowest growth rate in three decades outside global recessions. It's very low growth. So it's really at a razor's edge. One more shock, one more cut to the outlook, and we'll have a global recession.
You describe it as a very fragile situation. Any adverse developments and the global economy could be pushed into recession.
Correct, yes. Yes, and there's a number of risks that can materialize. So one risk that we have actually articulated in this round, in this edition, is the risk of faster than expected policy tightening, monetary policy tightening in advanced economies. So not even that much of a tightening, another additional 1 percentage point increase in global short-term interest rates. That would be enough to tip the global economy into a recession with per capita income growth globally of minus 0.3%. That's how a global recession is defined, as negative per capita income growth. And just to put that into context, so the scenario assumption is that there is a 1 percentage point increase in global short-term interest rates. For comparison, over the last 6 months already, consensus expectations for the complete tightening cycle in Europe and in the US have been revised upwards by 2 percentage points.
So the implications of all of this, of this significant slowdown and possibly, in a worst-case scenario, recession, what are the implications of all of this for developing economies, for emerging economies? How vulnerable are they?
This is a very challenging external environment for emerging markets and developing economies. It really curtails their policy room to keep their economies growing.
And what does that mean for individuals, for families, for communities in the developing world? How will they experience this?
In the first instance, it's their income growth. No, with aggregate growth slowing, their income growth is slow. This per capita income growth will be insufficient to reverse the increase in global poverty that happened during the pandemic. So it will hit the extreme poor as well, and the middle class that might have tipped into extreme poverty during the pandemic. But also it restricts policy room for governments to help households and the most vulnerable groups, because governments will just be aiming to preserve stability, to avoid financial stress, just to preserve stability. And their room for maneuver will have been constrained simply by the low growth and rising financing cost.
And that's Franziska Owen-Sorgu from the World Bank speaking to me earlier.